Mass. The catechumen who is now expecting the grace of baptism, and the penitent who is looking forward to the day of his reconciliation, express in the introit the ardor of their longings. They humbly confess their present misery, but they are full of hope in him who is soon to set them free from the snare. Introit. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the snare. Look thou upon me and have mercy on me, for I am alone and poor. To thee, O Lord, have I lifted up my soul. In thee, O my God, I put my trust. Let me not be ashamed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The great battle with the enemy of mankind is now fiercely raging. The Church beseeches her God to stretch forth his right hand in her defense. Such is the petition she makes in today's collect. Collect. Be attentive, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, to the prayers of thy servants, and stretch forth the arm of thy divine majesty in our defense. The second and third collects are given on the first Sunday of Lent. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Ephesians, chapter 5. Brethren, be ye followers of God as most dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath delivered himself for us, an oblation and a sacrifice to God for an odor of sweetness. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not so much as be named among you, as becometh saints, or obscenity, or foolish talking, or scurrility, which is to no purpose, but rather giving of thanks. For know ye this and understand, that no fornicator, or unclean or covetous person, which is serving of idols, hath inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the anger of God upon the children of unbelief. Be ye not therefore partakers with them. For you were heretofore darkness, but now light in the Lord. Walk then as children of the light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and justice and truth. The apostle, speaking to the faithful of Ephesus, reminds them how they once were darkness, but now, he says, ye are light in the Lord. What joy for our catechumens to think that the same change is to be their happy lot. Up to this time, they have spent their lives in all the abominations of paganism, and now they have the pledge of a holy life, for they have been received as candidates for baptism. Hitherto, they have been serving those false gods whose worship was an encouragement to vice. And now they hear the Church exhorting her children to be followers of God, that is to say, to imitate infinite holiness. Grace, that divine element which is to enable even them to be perfect as their heavenly Father is perfect. Footnote, St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 48, is about to be bestowed upon them. But they will have to fight hard in order to maintain so elevated a position. And of their old enemies, two in particular will strive to re-enslave them, impurity and avarice. The apostle would not have these vices so much as named among them from this time forward. For they, he says, that commit such sins are idolaters, and by your vocation to baptism, you have abandoned all your idols. Such are the instructions given by the Church to her future children. Let us apply them to ourselves, for they are also intended for us. We were sanctified almost as soon as we came into the world. Have we been faithful to our baptism? We, heretofore, were light. How comes it that we are now darkness? The beautiful likeness to our Heavenly Father, which was once upon us, is perhaps quite gone. But, thanks to divine mercy, we may recover it. Let us do so by again renouncing Satan and his idols. Let our repentance and penance restore within us that light, whose fruit consists in all goodness, justice, and truth. The gradual expresses the sentiments of a soul that sees herself surrounded by enemies and begs her God to deliver her. The tract is taken from Psalm 122, which is a canticle of confidence and humility. The sincere avowal of our misery always draws down the mercy of God upon us. Gradual. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the Gentiles be judged in thy sight. When my enemy shall be turned back, they shall be weakened and perish before thy face. Tract. To thee have I lifted up my eyes, who dwellest in heaven. Behold, as the eyes of servants are on the hands of their master, and as the eyes of the handmaid are on the hands of her mistress, so are our eyes unto the Lord our God, until he have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11. At that time Jesus was casting out a devil, and the same was dumb. And when he had cast out the devil, the dumb spoke, and the multitudes were in admiration at it. But some of them said, He casteth out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And others tempting asked of him a sign from heaven. But he, seeing their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself shall be brought to desolation, and house upon house shall fall. And if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that through Beelzebub I cast out devils. Now if I cast out devils by Beelzebub, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I by the finger of God cast out devils, doubtless the kingdom of God is come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his court, those things are in peace which he possesseth. But if a stronger than he come upon him and overcome him, he will take away all his armor wherein he trusted, and will distribute his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through places without water, seeking rest. And not finding, he saith, I will return into my house whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then he goeth and taketh with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and entering in, they dwell there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman from the crowd, lifting up her voice, said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the paps that gave thee suck. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. As soon as Jesus had cast out the devil, the man recovered his speech, for the possession had made him dumb. It is an image of what happens to a sinner who will not or dare not confess his sin. If he confessed it and asked pardon, he would be delivered from the tyranny which now oppresses him. Alas, how many there are who are kept back by a dumb devil from making the confession that would save them. The holy season of Lent is advancing. These days of grace are passing away. Let us profit by them, and if we ourselves be in the state of grace, let us offer up our earnest prayers for sinners, that they may speak, that is, may accuse themselves in confession, and obtain pardon. Let us also listen with holy fear to what our Savior tells us with regard to our invisible enemies. They are so powerful and crafty that our resistance would be useless unless we had God on our side and His holy angels, who watch over us and join us in the great combat. It is to these unclean and hateful spirits of hell that we delivered ourselves when we sinned. We preferred their tyrannical sway to the sweet and light yoke of our compassionate Redeemer. Now we are set free, or are hoping to be so. Let us thank our divine Liberator. But let us take care not to readmit our enemies. Our Savior warns us of our danger. They will return to the attack. They will endeavor to force their entrance into our soul, after it has been sanctified by the Lamb of the Passover. If we be watchful and faithful, they will be confounded and leave us. But if we be tepid and careless, if we lose our appreciation of the grace we have received, and forget our obligations to Him who has thus saved us, our defeat is inevitable. And as our Lord says, our last state will be worse than the first. Would we avoid such a misfortune? Let us meditate upon those other words of our Lord in today's Gospel. He that is not with me is against me. What makes us fall back into the power of Satan and forget our duty to our God is that we do not frankly declare ourselves for Jesus when occasions require us to do so. We try to be on both sides. We have recourse to subterfuge. We temporize. This takes away our energy. God no longer gives us the abundant graces we received when we were loyal and generous. Our relapse is all but certain. Therefore, let us be boldly and unmistakably with Christ. He that is a soldier of Jesus should be proud of his title. The offertory describes the consolation that a soul, rescued from Satan's grasp, feels in doing the will of her divine master. Offertory. The justices of the Lord are right, rejoicing hearts. His ordinances are sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. Therefore thy servant observeth them. In the secret, the Church expresses her confidence in the sacrifice she is about to offer to God. It is the sacrifice of Calvary, which redeemed the whole world. Secret. May this offering, O Lord, we beseech Thee, cleanse us from our sins, and sanctify the bodies and souls of Thy servants for the celebrating of this sacrifice. The second and third secrets are given on the first Sunday of Lent. Borrowing the words of David, the Church in her communion anthem describes the happiness of a soul that is united to her God in the sacrament of love. It is the lot reserved for the catechumens, who have just been received as candidates for baptism. It is to be also that of the penitents, who shall have washed away their sins in the tears of repentance. Communion. The sparrow hath found herself a house, and the turtle a nest, where she may lay her young ones. Thy altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They shall praise thee for ever and ever. In the post-communion, the Church beseeches her Lord to grant, through the merits of the mystery just partaken of by her children, that sinners may be loosed from the fetters of their sins, and delivered from the danger they have incurred, the danger of eternal perdition. Post-communion. Mercifully, O Lord, we beseech Thee, deliver us from all guilt and from all danger, since Thou admittest us to be partakers of this great mystery. The second and third post-communions are given on the first Sunday of Lent.